BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
What a week. Four very strong shows in the bank, and we are only just getting started here in 2019.
Mate, I'm going to put my Lewis Capaldi shades on that he gave us. We didn't major on these today, but we've now got a collection of them. Don't know what we could do with them. Maybe we just give them out to listeners or something.
They're the ones he wears on his videos on social media, like the oval-shaped ones, and he's got so many. I've got them now in white. I've got them in blue, which is the ones I've got on right now.
Do you think we've peaked green in terms of guests quite early there? Because for me, he is one of the funniest people we've had on the show in ages.
He's got an amazing voice. Yeah. You'll know him from Somebody You Love, which is our tune of the week, and also Grace. But a lot of people weren't aware of him, or like they didn't really know about him much before. But today, he was so funny. Lewis Capaldi comes to see us. Nobody was expecting him to break out some Miley Cyrus either. Also on today's podcast, more parents making sweet love to make you, and then you were born. Where Do You Think They Were is back. And also, Chris confuses a massive rapper from California with a drummer from Britain's Got Talent.
Scott Mills.
So many lies on this show yesterday. Ross from Exeter had a dating story, which, well, he smelt her hair in Wando's, and that turned out to be absolutely entirely untrue. It wasn't even called Ross, it was called Cody. Then we had Charlie on, who has told a girl he likes that he's got his own place. He hasn't, he still lives with his mum and dad, and the place that he's talking about is actually his friend's. But his friend has gone to the trouble of putting pictures of Charlie up so it looks like his place. It's just like a web of deceit yesterday.
Yeah, so what are you saying? Slightly more truthful show today?
Well, we've got honesty guaranteed at 1:40 because we've got Where Do You Think They Were? And this is where one of our listeners finds out exactly when and where they were conceived by their parents, from their parents who are on the line also. So you just got to sit there and take it, really, and listen to the awkward detail.
I've been very excited about this because New Year, more stories to come out. Doesn't feel, well, I suppose everyone's got a story about how they were made. That's the wonderful thing about this.
But listen, if you do have a birthday coming up soon, email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I can promise an epic birthday shout out to the likes of which you will never have had before from some real famous people. I'll just need your phone number and the phone number of your parents. Okay? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just a few minutes of uncomfortable listening as your parents tell you where they did it to make you.
Oh, listen, it's not ideal, but take one for the team here. We all love to listen to it.
Come on. Today is a Toy Story special at 1:40.
Scott Mills.
Maybe it's because it's a new year, but I've never seen a response like that when I've asked for emails for Where Do You Think They Were? Because generally people are like, do you know what? I don't really fancy hearing that at all. But I've got Matthew on from Dorset. I've got a guy called Declan, who's already given me both his mum and his dad's number, Rachel and Lawrence.
That's going to be a good year then for us, isn't it?
I've
loads
got
of stories.
Harry, who's just given his number, and his mum, Mary. We've got loads for weeks here.
Scott Mills.
What a better way to celebrate your birthday and generally being alive than to find out where it began. And that's what this feature, Where Do You Think They Were, is all about. Sorry about it, but at some point your parents did have to do it in order for you to be made. That's nature, and that's how it works, guys.
Unless you believe it was a stork. I hate to break it to you. You weren't dropped by a bird.
Let's meet the recent birthday boy, Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Scott. How are we doing?
Good. Now, was it your birthday this week?
It was, yesterday.
How old?
23. Feeling a bit older now, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty old.
Yeah.
You're getting your bus pass soon.
No!
I wish I could say happy birthday to you, but I can't. But loads of famouses will, once you've heard the story of where you were made.
Yeah.
Do you know any of the details of where you were conceived?
No, until now.
Okay. So who are we going to speak to today? Is it your mum or your dad?
The old man.
The old man? What's his name?
Yeah, Julian.
Excellent. We don't get the dads on too often. They don't seem as keen as the mums to spill the beans, but this could be good.
Good dad name as well there, Julian.
Excellent.
Yeah. I was going to get to my mum, but I think she might have cringed out a bit too much.
Okay, let's speak to your dad. It's Julian. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Are you ready for this, Julian?
I'm ready. I hope Tom is, because it's a good one.
Oh, I'm enjoying this already. You ready, Tom?
Can't wait.
Just a few minutes of awkwardness with your dad on the line. Julian, hey, Julian.
Hi, you okay?
He's bang up for it. He's ready.
No, he's ready to go. I'm ready to go. I think everyone listening is ready to go. Scott, give me the sexy music.
Okay, here's the music. Okay, Julian, you feeling in the zone there?
I'm ready.
All right, so where did it all begin, Julian?
Well, it began in 1995, and we went to the cinema one night, and it was the Odeon.
The Odeon? Yeah. Now, is that near you, where you live?
No, in Salford Quays, so it was a bit of a drive.
Okay. Are you aware of that cinema, Tom?
I am now.
Okay. And what did you see?
Well, we went to see Toy Story, you know, one of those great films.
To infinity and beyond!
Oh, yeah. That comes later in the story.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So it's you and your lovely wife. And what are you driving to the cinema?
There's a Ford Escort Estate.
Now, the thing is, when something like a car comes into one of these stories, you've always got to wonder how that's involved. You know what I mean, Tom?
Red flag for me, that one.
Yeah, I'm already on edge.
Yeah.
Either way, it's not looking good for you, Tom. It's the cinema or the car so far.
Oh, God.
But we'll soon find out.
All right, so, Julian, you're on the way to see Toy Story in the Ford Escort. Where are you parking?
I pre-planned it. Park at the back, because we were running late. Car park was full. Stick it around the back.
Right.
Okay. So, oh, wow. So, you go into the cinema. It's fine, carry on.
With Tom, did it happen after the film, then?
Yes. Yeah, after the film.
Tom, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm hanging in.
Yeah, this is the difficult bit for you, Tom, I think. So, Julian, after the film, you're getting back in the car, though, are you?
Well, back in the car. In those days, we had a thing called a tape recorder in the car.
Okay, and what are you playing on the tape there?
Well, I thought I'm going to line this up, right, for the night. So I put on Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing.
Oh, God.
Tom.
Take us there, Scott.
Oh, yeah, it's all coming back.
You okay, Tom?
Yeah. I won't be able to listen to this song ever the same again, I don't think.
No.
Includes the lyrics, I'm hot just like an oven, I need your loving.
Baby, I'm hot just like an oven, I need some loving.
One of the best lyric rhyming couplets ever.
At this point, Julian, were you just discussing Toy Story with Tom's mum?
Oh, no, the film had been and gone, you know. I was on to the next move, you know.
Yes.
OK. All right, so where are you heading with Marvin Gaye playing on the cassette player?
Well, we just got married the year before and I was still living at home with my parents, so, you know, where do you go?
Yeah,
so,
round the back.
I'll tell you where you go.
To infinity and beyond.
Oh, Buzz Lightyear there. You're probably inspired by him, weren't you?
He was heck of a man, that lad, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, right, so Marvin Gaye is on the tape player. You're really in the mood. And where are you headed?
We didn't head anywhere. We sort of waited for the car park to empty.
Oh, God,
you know,
Tom.
The music was playing.
Yeah.
And we started a little bit of canoodling, you know how it goes?
Yes, and it went from there.
It went from there.
Okay, so it was in the car or where or what?
No. So what happened then? After about, you know, 20 minutes, I thought, this is not happening. This is no good. This is no good.
Not in this.
So the next bright idea, I thought, right, I can't go home. Travel lodge.
Tom, you okay?
Yeah.
To the travel lodge. Let me on!
Julian, can you pinpoint exactly what travel lodge it was?
Yeah, it was the one just round the corner from the cinema. Didn't travel far.
Now, would that be the one on Markendale Place there?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Still there? Tom, you could go visit.
Can't wait.
I'm just looking at the beds, they're good.
Well, if he goes there, it's room 24.
Oh, God!
Oh, detail. I'll be avoiding that one, then.
Love it.
I'm done.
Well done.
I'm done.
Well done, Julian. Great detail.
Right.
I mean, Tom, it's your very own Toy Story, in a way, isn't it? It sounds like a movie itself.
Julian, thank you so much for being so honest and excellent attention to detail. Thank you very much. Room 24.
Yeah, you're quite welcome, Scott. And I'd just like to wish Tom a happy birthday. I love him to bits. He's a good lad.
Oh. Tom, stop it. Right, wait there. Your epic birthday shout-out is coming.
Scott Mills.
So Julian, Tom's dad there, had an evening of Woody and his friends, Toy Story, and then back to the Travel Lodge. Tom?
How are we doing?
Yeah, so you had a song to let all that sink in with the story there from Julian. Are you all right?
Yeah. I don't think I feel the same anymore, but we made it.
Room 24 of the hotel that we need to stop mentioning, please. Thank you. I've had enough plugs.
Also, I just think you'll never be able to watch Toy Story the same way again, or whenever you hear Randy Newman, you've got a friend of me, you can just think of your dad, you know?
I know what you mean.
This is your dad.
This is your dad. That can be the song for you and your dad. That's quite cute, actually.
Do you know, the BBC has premises in Salford Quays in Manchester. We should go visit next time we're there.
Let's pay a visit to Room 24. And if anyone listening does go to Room 24, send us a little pic.
Yeah. Tom, when we go, we'll put it on Instagram for you, all right?
Smash in.
All right, you've really deserved this. Here is your epic birthday shout-out. Enjoy!
Happy birthday, Tom. It's Jordan North here from The Greatest Hits and the Radio 1 Supply Teacher. Look, right, who hasn't had a night of passion in a travel lodge? Everybody's been there. I remember mine, it was in Travel Lodge in Blackburn, and I still can't remember how we got there, but it was a good night. And it sounds like, Julian, you had a good night too. So, yeah, happy birthday. And I'll tell you something, I didn't get a little chef fry up the next day, so classy. Classy, classy parents. Hope you have a great day.
I'm so sorry that you had to hear that, but I hope you can get over it and have the best birthday ever. Happy birthday, lots of love, Scarlett. Kiss, kiss.
Hi, Tom, it's Danny Howard here of Friday Nights on Radio 1, and I just want to say a massive happy birthday to you. And I've just heard the story about how your mum and dad made you, essentially. And listen, don't knock it. There's nothing wrong with the travel lodge. In fact, Calvin Harris once did a Cribs episode, unofficially, at a travel lodge. Look it up on YouTube. It's an absolute belter. Anyway, to infinity and beyond and all that, have a good one.
Tom, did you love that?
That was decent. Thanks very much, boys.
Makes it all worthwhile, right?
It certainly does.
Listen, happy birthday for earlier in the week, and thank you so much for being the first Where Do You Think They Were contestant of 2019.
Cheers, thanks so much. Scott
Mills. So, let me know how you feel after today's Where Do You Think They Were. It was in a hotel in Salford Quays, Manchester.
There was detail, wasn't there? Lots of detail in that one.
Room 24. Hang on, wasn't Tom Hanks the voiceover for Woody?
Yes.
And the listener was called Tom?
Yes.
Could be why. Sorry to add more fuel to the fire there, Tom, but that could be why you're called
Woody.
Tom. Yeah, you're named after Woody. A good one today. Remember, if it's your birthday coming up soon and you've got cool enough parents that would take part in this and not be like too embarrassed, go on. I know it's a big ask, but do it for me, please, in 2019, please. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you've got a birthday coming up, I will give you the epic birthday shout out in return for hearing where your parents did it. Scott Mills. In the last half hour, we had Tom on, finding out where he was conceived from his dad, Julian. Here's a plot twist. We've got Tom's sister, Olivia, on the line. Hello.
Hi.
Now, you've got in contact with us because, well, why?
Well, my dad told me to listen to the radio because he said just listen at that time, so I did. And then I heard that, so now I'm questioning where I came from.
Right.
Oh, horrible. So you get none of the benefits from this. You hear your dad talking about what he's been up to, but you don't get a birthday shout-out.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so your dad just said, oh, you might well listen to the radio at 1:40. You had no other idea this was going to happen.
No.
Oh.
Okay. And that's the last thing that you'd expect as well, for your father to be on Radio 1.
Exactly.
Talking about his antics, yeah.
This,
it doesn't surprise me, though.
Has it spoiled Toy Story for you?
Oh, I'm never watching it again.
Right. Did you
I
used
love
to?
It. Yeah.
Here's what your dad said about Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear there. You're probably inspired by him, weren't you?
He was heck of a man, that lad, wasn't he?
Also, the detail of the room was fairly unnecessary.
If he goes there, it's room 24.
Oh, God!
Detail. Yeah, on that one, then.
Mm-hmm. So, Olivia, it's got you thinking now, well, where was I made, right?
Exactly.
Mm. Do you fancy coming on next week?
Pardon?
Do you fancy coming on next week?
Yeah.
Oh, this could be brilliant.
Yes. I need to find a story too.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, well, plot twist here. Toy Story 4 comes out later this year, which is obviously going to be exciting your dad, I'm sure. I'm sure it's not just Toy Stories that he does it to.
Right, okay.
The car didn't surprise me anyway.
No?
I didn't get home anyway.
Okay, right. Listen, we'll get in touch with you and maybe we'll get Julian back on and he can do your story as well.
Yeah, get him on. Scott Mills.
Have you watched that You on Netflix yet?
No, not yet.
A big reminder today, especially from Penn Badgley, who plays Joe in it, that you're not supposed to like him. He's going out of his way on social media to remind fans that his character is not a nice guy. Because a lot of people are kind of romanticising him and being like, oh, you know, like what I'd do for Joe.
This is the creepy show you were telling me
about.
It's
really creepy. But he's not a nice guy, okay?
Do you think I like it, though? Because we actually don't like the same things in terms of TV shows or films. You love horror films.
Love.
See, I'm not that fussed about it. So when you give me a recommendation, I worry we've got different algorithms.
Well, so far you haven't watched it, which means, once again, it's another one of my recommendations that you've completely ignored.
Yeah, but just because you recommend it doesn't mean it's good. I hate to break that to you.
Have you seen what people are saying about it on the internet? It's quite good.
Yeah, but do you have to be a little bit sort of, I don't know, a little bit kind of...
It's just a little bit like a psychological, like, without going into too much detail, he's a bit of a stalker.
What, and you relate? Or like,
no.
What?
But remember, he's not a nice guy, okay, everyone?
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Hannah!
Hello, hi!
Hi! So you are in Leicester and you have literally just seen Mary Poppins Returns. What a way to spend a Thursday.
I have just seen Mary Poppins with my little baby at Baby Cinema.
Okay, and how was it?
She's 3 months old.
Okay.
Don't give away the plot.
Yeah.
But is is it meant to be the same Mary Poppins? Like, what's going on? Or is this like her granddaughter or something?
She looks pretty good, but they imply it's the same one. So she must just have some good makeup or something. I don't know.
This is what I can't get. It's not the same one. It was like 8 million years ago, the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that is a bit of a plot hole, I'll be honest.
Yeah, that's quite a major one, though, isn't it? If it's meant to be. But then I always thought with the original one that is the idea that Mary Poppins is just sort of ageless. So in, say, 200-300 years, she'll still look like Mary Poppins.
Like Bart,
I mean?
Simpson.
Yeah.
I guess if there's another film in 200 years, we'll find out.
Ageless.
Ageless.
Doesn't seem to age. I was on Twitter over Christmas, you might have seen this, and made the mistake of saying that the original Mary Poppins, which I'd never seen before until this Christmas, had not aged well. Oh. The backlash was really strong.
You can't have a go at those type of ones there.
I thought it was Mary Bobbins.
Really?
It's just one for me. I don't know. Don't get it. Right. Sorry, I just don't get it. It's my opinion. I know it's a very loved film.
Yeah, but all those films, it's like that, Chit Chitty Bang Bang.
No.
No.
No. Okay, here's what I've got for you on bangers. Calvin Harris, Florence, Say My Name.
It's another one of these songs where I wish Calvin Harris had decided to sing
say
it himself.
Say my name. Yeah. Let me hear you sing this one, Calvin.
Yeah. He only does it with some of the songs, you know, the easy ones.
We are shining.
I'd love to hear his versions of all of them.
Never be the same again. That's my one, or you can have Chris's
good
one.
Good choice. So you can have mine today. It's this. Getting a little bit ravey. Yeah, this is a good one, Hannah. This is DJ Fresh.
Yeah.
Gold Dust.
That is a strong choice.
Okay, it's up to you. All yours, Hannah.
I always want people to pick one that reminds me of a good few years back and good times. It's when people pick more modern songs, but they're both strong options. But it's got to be Chris.
Come on.
So what's that now? Two all.
Yeah, but let's all hope that Calvin Harris does release his version of Say My Name.
One. Dance is for everyone. It's who you are.
This show is special.
The greatest dancer podcast with me, Molly King.
There's nothing like it.
No audition is the same.
This is a podcast that goes beyond the TV show.
Who wants it the most? Who will work the hardest?
We are going to be getting all that backstage gossip. I'm going to be talking to the judges and the contestants. If anything's going on, you're going to hear it here first. Think of it as your weekly fix of The Greatest Dancer when the show isn't enough.
You've come all the way from Kazakhstan.
That feeling of being alive.
Listen now on BBC Sounds. Keep running and you're running.
Thank you. This is BBC Radio 1. And that is a banger. Does it end like that?
Yeah, always with the train, yeah.
I didn't know that.
That is huge, though. Sounds massive.
DJ Fresh Goldust. So, two all on today's bangers.
Scott Mills.
Oh, here he is.
Here comes the money.
Here it comes. Yes, yes, yes.
Here comes the money.
Money,
money, money, money, money, money, money.
It's Lewis Capaldi.
Hello, how you doing?
It's our Tune of the Week artist. Now, we should probably point out, obviously, Lewis's videos that he's been doing this week, which have become my new favourite thing.
Thank you.
It is a bit of a joke, because I'm not being funny. Like, we're not at Ferrari level yet, are we, Lewis?
No, we're not at Ferrari level. We're at, like, a Ford Fiesta level, let's say, at the minute.
But you're portraying the image. That's what I like about it. Because you talk a big game, it becomes like that. A lot of people say that's similar with Trump.
Yeah.
And you know, other people, they're not actually really rich. But if you just tell everyone you're rich...
Well, fuck-coat, no knuckles. Fur coat, no knickers is the, the expression. Indeed. What do you think I said?
I was really worried.
Yeah, fur coat, no knickers. That's the saying. I like to give the impression. That I'm.
You've got to talk a big game.
Yeah, well, if you talk it big, it'll come.
Don't think that's the expression.
That's not the expression, but we're coining a phrase.
So you're a blogger, YouTuber, influencer, sunglass wearer,
model,
singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
What I'm also enjoying is people saying how handsome you are. Like, it's not just about the music, is it, Lewis?
No, it's definitely. We're all about materialistic things in my kind of circles. If you want to make it in this business, you've got to be beautiful. That's what I've always. That's the notion.
Absolutely.
I've always subscribed to. Yeah. So and luckily, thank God. I've been nailing that since.
But you were blessed with these looks, weren't you? I mean, this wasn't something that your record labels bought you.
No,
that's
no,
not
definitely
a face
not.
That's been paid.
That
for,
was basically
it?
They said the music we're not really into, but you are a looker.
I also, if you don't know what Lewis looks like, just Google him right now, Lewis Capaldi. I enjoy also when you reply to people about your Italian olive skin and the eyes that you can just get lost in.
Yeah, well, that's it. I've got and my kind of, you know, my kind of lovely dark hair and that kind of whole look, and my hairy chest and back are very Italian traits that I've been blessed with. And
Really sexy. I mean, we've had some very sexy people in this studio. Lewis is right up there. Have you got a calendar out at the moment?
No, we there was discussion of it for 2019, but I think we've missed a boat on that one. So I think 2020. Well, there'll be some sexy stuff.
You can't
going
whip out a calendar in sort of January, February, can you?
No,
it's not really done.
You can't really do a 6-month calendar, can you?
Well, if it's as sexy as my one, maybe.
That's what I mean.
Depends how sexy it is.
You get less months, but you get way more sexiness than any other calendar.
Two pickies a month.
Yeah. I reckon next time you come here, my thinking is you're going to bring dancers with you.
Oh yeah.
It's all growing for me. The whole Capaldi brand thing. Every time you come in to see us, you must bring it up a level somehow.
Okay. Scott Mills. And then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to be it. So what you love to let my guard down. And then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to be it. So what you love.
Hello, this is Lewis Capaldi, and that was my tune of the week, Someone You Loved.
On Magic. I mean, on Radio 1. Oh, it's a good song.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's doing well as well, isn't it?
It's
flying, mate.
It's been a lovely surprise.
Hey, some people want to speak to you. Hi, Keris.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Lewis is on.
Hello. Hello, Keris.
Hi.
How's it
Hi,
going?
Lewis.
Is this like, are you actually on? Are you...
Yeah, she's here.
Oh, wow. Hello. Yes. Sorry.
Have you never used a phone, Lewis?
I've never done it in, like, on to radio. Hello.
Hi.
It's like his first conversation.
Yeah.
Bizarre. He did say he doesn't have signal where he lives, so he just doesn't do phone.
That's right. That's
true. Oh.
Now, this is going to make your week, apparently.
It actually has. It's made my ears, actually.
Well, Keris, there's a long way to go, so I wouldn't say that yet. It's a good start, maybe, but let's just bring that back a bit. Don't want to set the bar too low.
You would quite like to go on an open mic night with Lewis, wouldn't you, Keris?
We could do a little open mic together, do a duet.
What would you sing?
Someone You Loved, obviously.
Oh, you're doing excellent here, Keris. Thank you very much for that. You're
getting that
massive
promo in.
Yeah. It's like everyone's part of the team with Lewis Capaldi.
That's
isn't it.
Keris knows the score, and that's lovely.
Yeah. Here comes money.
Right. Scott in Gateshead, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you want to cook Lewis Capaldi dinner?
Of course I do. Well, who wouldn't?
Well, I mean, my mum, apparently, she's never cooking the dinner. She's always phoning in.
Oh, are you cooking for her, though? Is that good?
Do you know what, actually, if I'm honest, it's a bit ridiculous, to be honest with you, mate. She never gets that stove on, and it's a joke.
Oh, mate, I'll have a word with her for
mate, you. How have you got my mum's number?
I'll try and find it somewhere.
Okay, love a bit.
I agree with you, Scott. I know that you would quite like to go for a night out and for a drink with Lewis, because it would be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
We'll go for a small kebab afterwards, just a small one.
And then, have you had one from Newcastle?
I haven't had one from Newcastle, but hey, there's a first time for everything, my man. We'll go for a
kebab, chips and garlic.
That's
bang
it.
On.
Bang on, my man. You said it. Here we go.
Hello, Anna.
Hi.
Now, I know that your one wish for Christmas was actually for Lewis Capaldi to be your best friend and go on your works night out with you.
Yeah.
It would appear that Christmas is over. I've let you down, Anna. But Christmas 2019, perhaps you and I could go on your work night out together.
Phil, this is a bit of a pop star, I promise. But,
where do you live?
Caithness.
Excuse me?
basically, up near the very top of Scotland. I'm about 40 minutes from John O'Groat.
Well, there you go, Anna. I'll venture up that way. As soon as I'm done here, we're coming there.
Might make it for Christmas.
Might, just in time. Yeah, exactly, because I will be walking.
Now we've got Callum from Inverness.
Hello.
He's been in your dressing room.
Oh, Callum.
Do you remember I broke in?
I do remember you broke in. It wasn't, everyone's kind of, it's fine. It wasn't like a hangout. I feel like if you can make it back, you deserve to come in.
That's not going to be a problem for you in future.
No, I'm sure it'll be fine. I feel like if you can make it back, you should be allowed to come in and
absolutely welcome in as well. So.
Apparently, Callum, that night in Inverness, Lewis and his mates went out to do karaoke and you could have gone, but you didn't. Why was that?
Well, I kind of went off with a nice young lady, so...
What was her name? Callum, if she's listening, you disgust me, Callum, my man.
Gutted to miss out on karaoke, though, right?
No, I'm a big karaoke's man.
What would you have sung with Lewis, Callum?
I would have put him up for probably Miley Cyrus to climb.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
That was so quick.
Go on, Lewis.
I
can
really
almost see it. That dream I'm dreaming. There's a voice. Is this the backing track? You'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is fading.
This is the live album. Oh, go on.
Gonna be strong.
How do you know the words?
What do you mean, how do I know the words? It's an absolute classic.
Callum, join in. It's karaoke now.
Here we go.
I don't know the words.
Always gonna be another Matty. Always gonna wanna make it more. And about how fast I get it. Sometimes you're gonna have to lose. And about when did it. And about what's waiting on the other side.
There we are, Callum.
Go on, my son.
Whoa.
Lovely.
Right.
That was insane, huh?
Good to speak to you.
Next single, man.
Right. Next one,
it's been done a lot.
Joe McKeldry version only, though.
Only. Lewis Capaldi, you're a legend. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much, mate, and thank you for all the support and the tune.
Scott Mills.
I mean, the comments for Lewis Capaldi earlier. Jeanette says, funniest interview I've ever heard on Radio 1. George says Lewis Capaldi singing The Climb has made my day. He absolutely bossed it as well, even when he was just joking around.
Yeah, it really sort of ramped up through the gears quite quickly, didn't it?
I know. Someone says, he's a legend. How can anyone sing that well with no warm-up and be so funny? I am a massive fan from now on. That's from Steve in Hunterdon. I reckon he has won a lot of new fans today. He's our Tune of the Week with Somebody You Loved. You know him from that track as well, Grace, which was big on Radio 1. It was the kind of way he started off singing. It was kind of like, meh. And then suddenly just went really good within seconds.
I can almost see it. That dream I'm dreaming. There's a voice. Is this the backing track?
At this point, I'm thinking no, and then this happens.
Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is fading.
This is the live lounge.
Go on.
Gotta be strong.
How do you know the words?
What do you mean, how do you know the words? It's an absolute classic.
Callum, join in. It's karaoke now.
Here we go. I know the words.
Always gonna be another Matty. Always gonna wanna make it more. And about how fast I get it. Sometimes you're gonna have to lose. And about when did it. And about what's waiting on the other side.
Smashed it! I was not expecting that.
But wouldn't it be good if the live lounge, they didn't know the words like that as well, and just sort of made it up?
Just throw them in there.
Yeah.
In the deep end.
Scott Mills.
Can we discuss the bit of mistaken identity you had yesterday?
With
Anderson Pack. Anderson Pack.
No, little mix up.
I was in a taxi with Chris yesterday. He's like, that Anderson Pack, is he from Britain's Got Talent? No. He works with Dr. Dre,
I
mate.
Know, I could have sworn he was on Britain's Got Talent.
You thought he was a drummer on Britain's Got Talent?
Yeah,
not the same. Scott Mills. We're back Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.